Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. Now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. Still dating, man. Go through beating.
Welcome, Kimi, and share your life so much.
Well,
It started when I was nine. I had problems with my mother and my stepfather or whatever. And they thought it was just me acting up, being a kid or whatever. So they started sending me to little mental institutions and whatnot. And I've been in and out of them since I was nine also. Anyway, I'm terrified by undiagnosed with stuff, and they say I'm schizoaffective, they say that I'm going through something, I'm mentally ill, and I never get through it, I never recover, or whatever, and they label me by what's on the piece of paper. They said they're just looking at me and just... It's just looking at me how I am. So, I mean, I've just been feeling like, you know, my mom doesn't understand me, or we don't understand each other, or whatnot. I try to come halfway, but it seems like halfway is never far. There's never enough for some people. I even try to switch up myself, try to change myself for people that don't even want to change themselves. It still don't work. Well, I learned it's only going to get better through time, through strength. The time is through strength. You learn about stuff after you go through. I've been in detention homes, I've been in fights with my stepdaddy, I've been in fights with my family, I've been everywhere, in and out of home, in and out of home, spending from school, and all. And it turned into anger, but soon just gotta let that anger go. And I got a lot of tips on how to. I try separating myself from the family, but actually that's not a good thing, because you gotta socialize with your family. You don't want to take yourself away from the problem, because that starts more problems. In a sense, it's just gonna start more problems because I'm not talking or communicating or getting to know. But when I get to know, it's changed. That's when I get hurt, because people hold grudges, and when you hold grudges, it's really not getting nowhere. It's just going to fire back up. Somebody will say the wrong thing, and you want to be hurt again. If I've been going through this for more than half of my life, but still I'm able to maintain and just remain calm, even though I do feel like it's not going to get better. I just keep my Bible in my book bag, and I read the verse every day.
Jesus gave me the strength.
Because it's only going to get better. And I just love you get stronger. You get stronger as you know. As hard as a problem gets, as the tougher you get. As long as God put breath in my body, and I'm able to, you know, stay strong, I'm able to take on many challenges.
And, you know, things still coming from.
So we gotta do the same thing.
That's right. I know, whatever, and everything, but as long as still. Pray for you, he'll believe in God with you. Grown up, but he's a nice young man. I know God's got great things in store for you. Because, like I said, we seen time go. The enemy just always trying to throw something at you. He's always trying to throw something not just at you, but at all of us. We're going to come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But we know what the word says. We got to remember that our only hope is in Jesus and His land. With so much going on, it's not just your family, but it's all about them. If something is going on, you know.
I know that it's going to get better.
Yeah.
I already know. That's why I hold on. I be calm. I just stay calm. And when something do happen, you know, walk away. Just tell me you deal with it later then. Or just take a walk. Because that's what I do a lot. I take a walk. I talk. I guess you say, well, God, I talk. And I pray. Just for not to be answered, because I thought I was going to be in that detention home longer than I was in the first day, I was the next day.
All right.
So something that man said had to be true. It had to be true. So I mean, I've been facing these problems ever since I was little. And the thing I've ever taught me, I had a solution and I recovered it. I've been through it. I conquered it. I just came home. I said, I'm going to come home. I came home. I made it. We said, I wound up being in a mental institution. I've been in a few of them. And I stuck in one of them. I made it.
Sorry.
Even though they got me labeled as a troubled kid, I'm not a troubled kid. I don't feel it. And they shake their head at you. And I learned when somebody says you something, that's not what you are, it's what you answer to. And if you know you're not, then don't answer to it, because that's not what you are.
All right. That's right. In other words, you're saying you're not what people say you are. You're who God said you are.
Correct.
That's it.
And as I've been in church all my life here, one more, I learned. You're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through it. It's filled with obstacles you have to cross and jump. It's filled with a lot of stuff. Sometimes God can change your plans and you won't even know it. When He changes most of the thing is that it was meant to be changed. He wants you to experience something new. And I take it as, okay, I'm going through this. Just another obstacle. I got to cross to become a little bit stronger. And if I can get stronger, I guess it's that obstacle I got to cross.
To get better.
And I feel like I'm better. I just feel like nobody's meeting me halfway. Just hear what I got to say. It'll be all right.
This means somebody to listen. So a lot of times you're not getting the response of the person's not listening.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're talking, and they want you to hear what they got to say, and they're not listening to what you have to say. So sometimes we just need to just take and just sit down, sit back, and listen. You can learn a lot of things by listening, but if somebody's talking while you're talking, we don't want y'all really getting, you know, listening to what each other has to say. So that's the problem, too. We have got to listen.
And they diagnosed me with a lot. And they put me on medication. And grandma, this is what I figured out. Because you know how they say I couldn't sleep unless I take their medicine? All right. Yes, mama. And they said I kept it. I never stopped thinking. But yesterday, I was able to close my eyes and want to see, even in the predicament I was in, and lock the doors. Even in that predicament, in that detention home, I went to sleep. Because I thought about what the man said. He said, well, I think that's to carry your Bible. So you have to have hope and faith. And he prayed for me. Court was good. I'm out. All I got to do is keep my head up. And that's exactly what I did. Didn't even go to bad brain, my brother. I kept focusing on the positive instead of looking at the negative. Because if you look at the negative is what's going to hold you back.
That's true. We're living in a town where I'm telling you, people are going to grab hope to the word of God like never before. Because there's coming a time where you're going to walk this word and not be able to get
it. Bible to me. It is a construction. It is. And if you literally as before, basic, especially before the earth, and if you just do as it says it is, it's like step by step. Then when you go through it, it's like a map. You go. Then you will make it.
Yes, that's it.
And then I haven't read that song. I've just been reading. I've been reading different scriptures, and they always say my favorite one is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
All right, and it says.
It says, "For you know the plans you have for me and my future."
Oh.
And so I spit to that. I've been sticking to that ever since I was what 11.
I understand
this group that, and I kept an envelope right in every journal I had. The plans he had for me, and I kept just like that. Even though I stumbled, I didn't fall again. So I keep
the plans for the opposite.
I got you. And I believe that's what I'll do.
That's right. I'm proud of you. You're going to school. Trying to get your
head
to
handle
your life, you know.
And I even took classes. I took some extra classes for next week. Around the corner, and more. I'm tutoring other kids now, younger and older than me. They asked me to be in a student council to tutor them.
All right.
I guess I was just what they said was. A dropout in middle school, no. Well, I have to have a little brain thing with me to tutor people that's older than me.
That's right. Don't count me out.
Don't count me in. That's right. I gotta smile even when I don't tell I can't smile. I mean, because, honestly, it's easy for me to smile because I think that everything I'm doing,
Great, mighty things in store for you. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for King Hill right now. We praise you and thank you for your angels that encamps around about him and protecting him. We thank you, God, even through the struggles and tests that he's sent through, God. You still been right there with him, carrying him. And we thank you all today. We thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is the strength on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over him and his family right now. We pray for his relationship with his mom. We pray for salvation and total deliverance in our lives. We pray, oh God, for stepfather and his siblings. We pray in the name of Jesus against the hands of the enemy, against him and everything the enemy wants to throw against them. He comes to rob, to steal, to kill, to destroy. But there's no weapon that's formed against this family, your father. I know you got great and mighty things in store for his life. God, use him for your glory in this last hour to make a difference in all the young people's lives, that the tests and the trials that he's been through, God, that he's able to bring them through. Use his light as a testimony to help other young people on this Wednesday. We just thank you that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord on today.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took Eve and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will not just say. So now you feel justified.
And we just thank and praise God for that young man. I tell you, God is doing awesome things in our youth on today. I know it looks like all the young people are